Anyway, you will have seen him on your TV screens over the last few months, putting the Operation Transformation leaders through their paces. I mentioned earlier on, fitness expert Carl Henry now has the answer for you to change your life, and I'm pointing at you, and improve your fitness and lose weight, and all in a healthy way, in just 30 days. So just over a month if it's February. He's written a new book, his third book in fact. It's called The Slim Solution, and in it he's promising a loss of 14 pounds and 14 inches in a month. That's this month, March. He's here now to tell us more about the book and the plan. He's also willing to answer any questions that you might have for him on exercise and fitness and nutrition. So if there's something you want to put to Carl, text your question now to 51552, because Carl is here in front of me. Welcome, Carl.
Good morning, Dave.
This sounds like one of those quick fix solutions, and like, let's face it, I just mentioned, I made a joke of days of the month. Yep. To me, that's pretty quick fix. You'll say it's not.
Yeah, it will. As a brand, that's what we stand for. I'm not into fad diets. I'm not into quick fix solutions. If you look at it, guess what? It takes hard work. You don't sit in your ass and just eat certain things or eliminate food groups. You actually have to do the exercise. You got to get out, get moving, get walking, do some resistance work, and eat healthily. You're not cutting out carbohydrates. You're not cutting out anything. You're just eating a very clean diet. You're cooking a lot more, and you're having a treat day once a week.
So in other words, like, really it's about making choices and making those choices.
Yeah, well, in the book, every day is a page. It's literally page by page over the course of 30 days. There's lots more content there too, but the main bit is, you know, each day is a page. You follow it. I tell you what you should be eating for breakfast, lunch and dinner. So breakfast, for example, could be porridge. Lunch would be a brown bread sandwich, and then dinner would be, you know, healthy cooked meal that you're cooking at home, so chicken and vegetables, something like that, with some snacks in between.
What about all that stuff I was reading about in the paper earlier on there? It's just getting out of hand in terms of, like, that carbohydrates are worse than smoking or whatever. I've forgotten which one.
Yeah, it was on Sky News yesterday, or the day before, about protein and, you know, the cancer protein, risks, yeah, and all of that. It kind of stems from a book called The China Study, which was released about 10 years ago. I read it when it came out. Look, you know, the thing with research is you can generally research things to prove pretty much anything, yeah, that black is white. We tend to say, look, do what works for you. Everybody is different. People enjoy different things. So whatever works for you in terms of health and in terms of weight, that's the thing to do. There's lots of studies out there. They're always going to try and be controversial and create
controversy. Well, have you looked at, say, the Atkins diet? Have you looked through all that and realised, mm-hmm, and have you come to a conclusion about it?
It's a quick fix. It doesn't work in the long term. Right. If you cook carbohydrates are your energy source. You need them. That's exactly what they do. By cutting carbohydrates, you're tired, you're grumpy, you're cranky. Yes, you lose weight very, very quickly for 2 or 3 weeks because you burn your natural fat resources. That's what it does. It's ketotic. But in the long term, you won't. You'll last about 3 weeks. You'll get tired. Your skin will get quite bad. Your breath will get quite bad. And guess what? You go back to eating everything else you did before and more. And you put all the weight back on. Quick fixes, they're going to come around every single year. Our brand, we don't stand for that. The catchy title in the book, you know what? It works. We've proven it with clients over the years, more and more and more. And as a third book, I think this is my best one, my favourite one to write.
So this is for basically anybody and everybody.
Yeah, this is for anybody who wants to get in shape. You're coming up to holiday season, close enough, the weather's getting better, you want to be in better shape, this will do it for you.
It's
okay,
it is about breaking sugar cravings, and the sugar is really in the news in the last few weeks.
Sugar's addictive. It's more addictive than cigarettes, it's more
and
addictive than alcohol.
Sugar is in everything.
Yeah, you begin to look at labels, you'll see sugar on the labels, and the quantity of sugars that are in foods is phenomenal.
Is there a lot of alcohol in every alcohol, like a beer, besides
obviously your ciders are going to have the highest quantities of sugars, and the more processed ciders particularly. So if you're going for ciders, go for organic, go for the really, really good ones. But sugar is in pretty much every food that we eat. And it's only when you look at labels you realise exactly how much sugar is there.
Would you be better off taking no sugar at all?
Have low sugar foods and look for the healthier options. Generally, the more processed the food, the higher the sugar content. Or if it's sugar-free, it'll have aspartame, which is even worse than sugar. So go for the real, you know, the natural version. That's what the healthiest version of any product is the real version, the least processed version possible.
Okay, now we are looking at The Slim Solution, which is by Carl Henry, which is the new and third book, but there's also a lot more as well. And there's some text on 51552. How can I have a healthy diet if I don't eat much veg, protein and hate salads? That's from a very fussy eater.
Wow. Not much, but I'm being fascinated to see what he or she actually eats.
Oh, go on, just say you can't.
You can, of course you can. Again, you got to make it less processed for a start. Look at the sugar intake in terms of what you're eating. Try and get some vegetables in. Even if you're juicing them, You can juice one piece of fruit and pieces of veg. I've juiced everything over the last couple of weeks in terms of broccoli and parsnips and you name it, I've juiced it. It's an easy way to get some vegetables in terms of minerals and vitamin content. Add one piece of fruit and it's not too high in sugar.
And you're looking fabulous, Carl, by the way, can I say this morning.
Glowing.
And I'm sure inside as well. All right, can you suggest exercises for someone who wants to quit smoking?
Yeah, okay, the big thing with if you quit smoking, you won't naturally gain weight. It's not an instant thing. That's the first thing. We've proven it over the years with clients, and even on Operation Transformation, you've seen it where people haven't gained weight when they've given up smoking. You have to replace it with something else. So join a gym, join a class, do a couch to 5K training plan, pick a race and work towards it. That's the key thing to occupy your mind when you're coming off the cigarettes. It's incredibly hard to do, but incredibly important. And if you are a smoker, certainly get some apples into your diet. They're fantastic. Fantastic for breaking up some of that tar that builds up over time. The acidics and the acids are very, very good in lemons and limes and stuff like that. But yeah, give up smoking. You won't necessarily put on weight if you replace it with something healthy and active and get fit in the process.
Okay, can I just interrupt and be very rude for a second? Yeah. Larry's out there. Larry, how are you? All right? Are you all ready for your Saturday lunchtime thingy, Bob? Whatever it's called. The Saturday lunchtime takeover. Come on, Larry. Come in and say a quick hello for a second. Because I stay fanning every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 12. And it's Larry, the man. Larry, say hello to Gary. Shake hands there. Larry, you're right. Come on yourself.
Weekends are where it's at, Dave, you know.
Weekends are where it's at, indeed. So 12 to 2 every day. Sorry, Carl, this is very rude. Just saw him walking by. So, Larry, tell me something. Is it the Golden Hour Plus?
Yeah, Golden Hour Plus. Modern sounds, you know, up-to-date sounds.
The modern sounds.
Just a minute quiz.
Just a minute quiz, you know. Oh, right, yeah, it has to be the Just a Minute quiz. Larry, do you get stopped everywhere by Just a Minute quiz? Is somebody really
say? Answers, you do, of course, yeah.
And all those ones are true, though, aren't they?
Of course they are, yeah.
Is somebody really say, like, finish this as happy as, and said, a big enjoy, Larry. But the fact is that, Larry, I'll give it to you.
They say it is now, Dave, but I don't know.
You can't remember anymore. All right, well, listen, Larry, we'll see you at midday. We'll be rocking through lunchtime.
I do it losing a bit of weight myself.
Oh, Larry, sit down there and Carl and tell you. You're, looking slim, trim and brimful of energy. Prosia, was it? I don't know, whichever one it was.
Well,
the guy used to jump off the diving board in my local swimming pool. Seriously, that was in the ad in Stella Cinema. There, that's Black Rock Bats. Anyway, sorry, Carl, let's get back to it.
He looks fitting well, doesn't he?
He looks fitting well indeed, absolutely. All ready for lunchtime Saturday and Sunday. Anyway, what makes it different to all those other diet and fitness books that have been visible on bookshops and shelves since January the 1st? And I'm saying January the 1st every year because January February, March, the place is inundated with them. Yeah. Why is the Slim Solution?
Well, it's real. I'm not trying to sell you something that doesn't exist, that's unattainable. I'm not trying to tell you that, you know what, it's easy, that you sit on the couch and naturally lose weight. It's not like that. You've got to work. You've got to put the work in. But we make it friendly. We make it fun.
Yeah.
We keep all the big, scary stuff out of it and give you exactly what you want to know. And look, it's worked. We took, 12 independent readers before Christmas, put them through it. They all hit their targets. My clients have done it. People who buy the book are emailing me back. They've done it. And you know what? It's fun. You're learning things that you will keep for life. And that's the real key for it for me. I said, over that 30 days, but following the plan, you're learning things that you can keep going. Like, I'm not saying give up alcohol. You can have a drink once a week, you know, with your treat meal. Enjoy it, have fun. But generally, it's switching white carbohydrates for brown, cooking more than and eating less processed foods. That's the key to it. Dropping the sugar content.
Well, to me, the key would be making choices and sticking by them. That's really what the thing is about. But there's one here, I'm not sure if I understand totally. Is there something about a 14 pounds and 14 inches? Is that a phrase that you understand? Because I'm looking, should I know about this? It says, is there a certain starting weight you have to be in order to lose the 14 pounds and 14 inches?
Not particularly. Well, obviously, the heavier you are, the bigger the results you're going to get. Like, if you're starting this, you know,
the bigger the results you need to get, probably.
Well, that too, yeah. You know, it'll depend on the person, but no, the exercises are there to help tone up the body, the food is there to help again reduce the excess weight and the excess fat in particular. So people of all weights can achieve great results. It just depends on if you're starting at a very light weight with a couple of pounds to lose, it's going to be harder to lose the 14, but no, anyone of any weight can get the results.
Alright, there's another one here at 51552. It says I gave up sugar, are there calories and sweeteners?
Yeah, go for stevia. It tends to be the best sweetener you can get.
Stevia is a brand of sweetener, is it?
Yeah, it's a brand. It's fantastic. Or else honey is brilliant as well, by the way. Yeah. Honey, in terms of on your porridge, it's a natural and a real product. And that's the real thing that I'm about, really. It's that, you know, go for the best products you can get. Honey is full of sugar, but it's a real sugar. Fruit is full of sugar, but again, it's real as opposed to processed. So
let's take a look at the Slim Solution. We are talking to Carl Henry here, by the way. 51552 is our text if you've got a question for him. If somebody follows the plan in this book, what can they actually expect to achieve?
Well, first of all, you'll feel better. You'll have more energy. You'll be more alert. You'll be happier. because you're taking all those sugars out of your diet, you're releasing lots of endorphins, and you're going to lose weight. Your clothes will fit better. For men, if you're looking at guys, we'll drop your waistline down possibly 3, 4, even 5 inches off your waist. And for men who are listening, by the way, where is your waistline? It's not your jean size. Waistline is your belly button. That's the key thing to remember. Men should be below 40 inches to be a lower risk factor of all the cardiovascular diseases, the metabolic disorders, diabetes, all of that. If your waistline is over 40 inches, you're in the high risk category and you need to get active, eat better and get your waistline down. But it's not your jean size. There'll be lots of people and guys listening in thinking, well, you know, it's a 36 or a 38 inch jean. Guess what? It's not your waist size. Check your belly button, measure it. And if it's over 40, you need to work and you need to get it down.
Okay, I cycle 5 days a week to and from work, about 24 kilometres a day.
Well, good.
That's quite a lot. My diet is fairly healthy. My weaknesses are sweets, especially on weekends. What other exercise can I do and how often should I do it?
Ooh, okay, well, that's a very active person already. The key thing there, I would say, is that you need to make sure you're working hard enough, because possibly the commute's become very easy, your body's used to it, and you're not getting results from it. When you're exercising, you should be slightly out of breath, but still able to hold a conversation. That's how you know you're working hard enough.
So walking people should walk fast, should they?
Yeah, oh, God, yeah. If you're, you know, if you can walk and or even cycle and talk like we're talking now, it's too easy. You're not getting anything out of it. Okay, it's pretty much a waste of time.
He or she says, my weaknesses are sweets, especially at weekends. What other exercise can I do and how often should I do it?
Well, you're looking to get at least, you know, 180 minutes of exercise a week. But if that person's schedule won't allow it, work harder when you're on the bike to and from work. Get out of breath.
Get
That's how you know you're working hard enough. Watch your sweet intake. Look at dark chocolate, for example. It's fantastic. Again, look for really good chocolates as opposed to the processed versions. Go for those. They'll be much lower in sugar and much better for you. Food is at least 60%. I'm the exercise guy. I'm talking about squats and lunges and running, but food is crucially important. If your diet's not good, you're not going to get results and you're not going to lose weight. You're not going to get the results that you want. On a food perspective, 80-20 is what we would look at. So 80% of the time, be good. 20% of the time, enjoy it. Life is for living. Have a treat. You
but
know?
That walking thing you mentioned earlier on, it should be kind of right in the middle in some ways. Not so much that you lose breath all the time.
You should always be able to hold a conversation.
But
never
not
fully
necessarily
out of
a conversation like we're having now.
No, this is too easy. You're not getting the benefits. To release endorphins, to lose weight, to burn fat, get out of breath, but still able to talk. If you can't talk, you're working too hard. And that goes for any exercise whatsoever to get the benefits. If you're not getting slightly out of breath, you're wasting your time.
Here's one that says, what about exercise for someone with asthma?
Oh, great question. Asthmatics can do pretty much anything. There's something that you can't do. Always have your inhaler with you. I would look at your dairy intake and try and reduce it down, because dairy will make increase the mucus and your coughing and spluttering. So go for acidics, boiling water with lemon. Add some lime into your water bottle. That'll help to kind of to break the mucus up a little bit. And again, look for your talk test point. Bring your inhaler with you. And if you haven't exercised for a long time, just start slowly and build it up gradually. But asthma is not a blocker to exercise, far from it.
Okay, well, let's take a look at the four things then, whatever, like breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, in a quick way. Breakfast.
Best breakfast, porridge by a mile. Jumbo oats or organic oats are great with some skim milk, a little bit of honey, loving it. If you're not mad about porridge, try steeping it overnight. It'll absorb a lot more flavour. Obviously, eggs are obviously good, so your poached eggs, scrambled eggs, not so much in the fried eggs. If you are frying them, use coconut oil. It's much healthier. Then from there, obviously, brown bread toast is good as well. Basically, your brown whole grain carbohydrates, Dave, are the best things you can eat. White ones tend to be quite high in starch. They're high in process. They're very low in nutrients. Your brown carbohydrates are uber healthy and super good for you. So for lunches, brown bread, brown wraps, whole grain rolls, stuff like that is perfect. And then dinners, you're looking at a protein source, which would be your chicken, turkey, fish, meat, and vegetables. If you want carbohydrates with it, have brown rice, brown pasta, sweet potatoes. All the really good forms of low GI carbohydrates are super healthy, great for your digestive system, and full of fiber. They're fantastic.
Snacks,
nuts, seeds, hummus, natural yogurts, the small natural yogurts possibly. They're much healthier than your high processed, high sugar flavoured yogurts. Go for the real ones. And in Ireland, we've got loads of really good yogurt producers in the clear jars. You'll see them in the supermarkets. They're very healthy, full of great bacteria for your gut as well. Also, the likes of hummus, you know, even meat as a snack if you want. So, but generally nuts and seeds are good. If you're having nuts and seeds, a handful or a palmful is what you should be having, because they are high in fats, but really, really good fats.
Okay, straightforward one in some ways. Yeah. Hi, Carl. I'm a 27-year-old girl. I put on a lot of weight and I now weigh 12 stone. I'm only 5'4" and carry most of my excess weight on my chest and hips. I have a holiday in 8 weeks' time. Any tips to slim down and shed my love handles?
Okay, great. Well, like anyone beginning to exercise, you've got to look at three things. The first is your goal, and that girl has her goal set, which is the holiday. Love it. On the beach, in the bikini, great goal. Second thing then is your food. You've got to reduce your white carbohydrates and reduce down your sugars. Have a look at your alcohol. If you're drinking a lot, reduce your alcohol down as well. And the third thing is you've got to move more. So two forms of exercise, cardiovascular, so walking, running, cycling, swimming. Make sure you're getting out of breath. And then the key bit that a lot of women don't do is your resistance. You've got to do some weights. So squats, lunges, press-ups. In a gym scenario, you know, get some dumbbells, get some barbells, and use some weights. Our recommendation is keep your reps quite high, 15 reps or 20 reps, and you're always struggling on the last two. That's how you know you're working hard enough.
Those little things of get off the bus stop before the before your proper bus stop at your work or whatever, and walk the last bus stop worth, and those, you know, do you really want to take the lift, climb those steps and things? You'd go along with those in terms of...
Oh, they make a big difference. Even for people listening who might be on the way into town, into a shopping centre, just don't use the escalators today. Use the stairs.
I love the escalators. They're fun.
Well, the funniest one is in the airport. I was in the airport recently.
Don't tell me in the airport, and one of them worked.
The UK for work, and there's like travelators along to get you right to your destination. Why not walk? And people are queuing for the travelators, and the stairs are free.
I'm on one of those things, and they're walking along, and I see somebody else getting the free lift. You know the little golf buggies that go in the airport? Like, I want one of those.
You know, get out, you walk, use your feet. That's what they're there for. The more exercise you can get into your day, the healthier you're going to be. And that could be walking, getting off a stop earlier, walking a little bit further on the way home, not using the stairs. We do a lot of work with corporate clients, and one of the things we do, we'll put a lift ban in place and we'll shut the lifts down for 2 or 3 weeks and force people...
So you're very popular.
Well, initially not, but after 2 or 3 days, people, they feel better. They're less stressed, they're more motivated, they're more focused, because they're releasing endorphins on a natural basis all during the day by using the stairs. And yes, initially it's hard, you're slightly out of breath, but it gets easier. And it's good for you. And you know what? It all adds up. So if you're going into town today, park the escalators, park the lifts, and use your feet. And by the way, don't park. Don't queue for the car park space right beside the door of the shopping centre or even the gym. I've seen that in gyms as well, going into them. And there's a big queue to get into the car park, and the car park beside it might be half empty.
You know, the weather might be completely boxy. You don't want to get drenched before you go in. Not that I've ever been in a gym, but there you go.
10-second walk won't do anyone any harm. So listen, make it as part of your day. The more you can get into your day, the better, the healthier. It all adds up.
All right, okay. Operation Transformation is where you know Carl from at the moment, because you're on the TV doing that. But the answer basically to change your life, improve your fitness, lose weight, all in a healthy way in just 30 days. And that's what the current book, The Slim Solution, is all about. Is that right?
It is indeed.
How much is it?
Retailing at $14.99.
Yeah, the book is called, in fact, I have it here. It's available in all good bookshops. You can find out more by going to www.carlhenry.ie. That's Carl with a K. And check out his weekly column in the Irish Independent as well. Carl, good man. Thanks a million. Fair play to you. You look very fit and healthy.
Thanks very much, Dave. Good to be in.
Now, what